Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, today's episode sponsored by Abide. Your Daily Prayer is a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need and to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from Abide, we'll pray through today's prayer together. The end of the year is right around the corner, which means New Year's resolutions are too, like getting into healthy habits, reducing stress, and managing better sleep. So finish strong and enter the new year stronger with the Abide Sleep and Pray Meditation app, the number one Christian meditation app that helps you be your best and deepen your experience with the peace of Christ through biblical meditation. The regular meditation can help you feel less stressed at work, which helps keep anxiety down too. And with Abide's premium subscription services, you get early access to more content, ad-free meditation, and an experience you can cater to your needs with background music customization, a sleep timer, and even a journal, all to help your habits and health become routine. Download the Abide app today and enter the new year with prayer meditations that improve sleep and spiritual growth. Right now, we have a special offer when you subscribe. 25% off your first year when you sign up for the premium subscription, but only if you text our promo code DAILYPRAYER to 22433. Don't wait. Download Abide Sleep and Pray Meditation today and text our promo code DAILYPRAYER to 22433 today to get 25% off.
Advent Prayer for Faith by Emma Danzi. Isaiah 40 verses 3 through 5 says, "A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." As we pray through the second candle of faith for the Advent season, may we be reminded that we serve the God who makes a way and prepares our hearts. Jesus is the way. He is the one we are celebrating who came and fulfilled every prophecy of the Old Testament. He is the Savior of the world. Let's pray. Our awaited Savior, thank you that this is a season of preparation and anticipation as we wait to celebrate Jesus' birth. God, we thank you that we live this side of the cross where we already know that he came. As we have read in Isaiah of your people still awaiting this promised one, it gives us faith that you are the fulfiller of all things. You have a sovereign plan. You are working in the wait. You hear our prayers and you care for us. Thank you that your Holy Spirit is within those who believe in you today. Would you help us to lean into him and not our own sinful ways as we seek to live lives that honor you? Would you soften our hearts to the gospel in any ways in which we have become numb or hardened? Would you grow our faith in our prayers, actions, and lives? Help us to know that you are still doing new things today, and give us spiritual eyes to see them and to be aware of how you are working. Give us a renewal of excitement this Christmas season over Bible stories that we may have heard many times over. Help us to have a newfound joy to ponder the faith that we have in such a mighty God. Grow us closer to you in this season. Show us fresh angles of your Christmas story that launched the gospel. We know that when we put our faith in you, that we will not be put to shame. You say in Romans 10, verses 9 through 11, if we declare with our mouths Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that you raised him from the dead, we will be saved. For it is within our hearts that we believe and are justified, and it is with our mouths that we profess our faith and are saved. As Scripture says, anyone who believes in you will not be put to shame. Thank you that in our faith we are not put to shame, but we are sealed and confident of the salvation that we have, which came first to the Jews and then to the Gentiles. Thank you that you are the God of the world over every nation. Thank you that your pursuit and your declaration of love on the cross was not just for a few, but for anyone who believes in you. Thank you that you care personally about us. Lord, please forgive us for our lack of faith in you. Please help us to remember that we are being molded into your image, and this is a process. Remind us that we are not stuck in our sin or our old habits, but we are transformed and made new. Thank you that faith in you means that everything changes. We are no longer slaves to sin, but we are friends of God. We are no longer lost, we are found. And we are no longer held captive, we are free. We praise you for your final work on the cross. We glorify your name. Thank you for preparing our hearts to remember what you have already done and to receive a new word in this time in our lives of what you want to do in and through us now. Speak to us. We are listening. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app, so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.